to Aussie Tech Heads, podcasting live from the Secret Hub Studios on the Gold Coast, Australia. Sit back, relax, and listen for a while. Who knows? You might learn something.
Welcome to episode 455, Aussie Tech Heads. How you doing? It hasn't escaped my attention, but I think it sort of went under the radar a little bit. But apparently someone brought it up to me this through the week that the show is now moved into its 10th year. So how do you like that? It was around about September 2006, I think early September 2006, that Mark and I decided to kick it all off. So, yes, before the iPhone. That's a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, you were talking Nokias back then.
Oh, flip phones. Sony flips,
oh,
Nokia
the Motorola,
flips.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, that was going off, wasn't it? Yes, and my headphones nearly come out. What a long road we've travelled. So just in our 10th year, so it's very good, very good. And we've enjoyed every minute of it, let me tell you. Now, we are brought to you by ATH Web Hosting every week, of course, Australian servers and nice, affordable plans. Go check them out if you need a website or domain name, athwebhosting.com.au. Now, we've got two guys with us tonight. One is away doing other duties. So, hi, Warlock, he is away. So let's move on to Eric first, because I think Will might have some audio issues, but we'll try Eric and see how he's going. Hi,
hello.
Eric. How you doing?
Good. Good. How's my audio issue? All right.
Oh, your sound's okay, I think.
All right.
For the moment. What have you been up to?
Oh, working.
Yeah.
Pretty busy this week.
Like everyone.
Yeah.
What's that logo on your shirt tonight?
Oh, that's my rowing team logo.
Oh, right. Nice. Nice. I bought a kayak. We got some.
Did you?
Yes, we got some kayaks. And
oh yeah, you're right. That's right. You can do that now.
Yes. Oh well,
that's brilliant. You don't even have to bring it up. You just leave it there.
Oh, it's just put rope tied off, moor it
out the back.
Moor it on the lake.
Yeah,
why not? So look, I might join you when you come up. We'll have a row together.
Yeah, that'd be good. I haven't done kayaks for a while.
Yeah, oh, we're picking one up because we've only got one, but we're picking another one up on the weekend. It's got
single or a double?
This is a single, I think. Right. This one we're picking up, but it's got a little glass bottom, little glass peephole.
Oh, okay, all right. So you can see all the dead bodies. Excellent.
Yeah, and the gold. Now, hopefully. Now, Will, how are you going?
Yeah, not too bad.
That's good. You sorted?
About as much as I ever am.
All right, good boy. Now, we'll bring everyone up to date on NBN. You've got your NBN relocated.
Yeah, they finally, through much kicking and screaming, they finally decided that where they put it was in the wrong spot. Because the middle of the lounge room's, useful. And the new tech came out today and he goes, oh, where do you want it? And said, oh, actually, you can see those cupboards behind me, the end one, the one at that end.
Yep.
Is actually going to be a server. It's got a setup in it, rack mount setup in it. So it's going to have the server, the modem, the router.
You're going all out,
the NAS going to be in there.
Nice.
And said to him, oh, put it in there. He's like, yep, no worries. And he goes, so where's the old one? I said, over there. And he's like, what? I said, in the middle of the lounge room. He's like, who would put it there?
Now, did they get the kink out of it?
Yeah, well, it works. Well, I don't know. I've only just got the Optus fetch and stuff hooked up and working again, so I don't know. But the weird part was, the guy's like, why would you install it there? Like, he's had to actually do more work to put it there than just to run it down the side of the house and stick it up through the floor.
Just to annoy you.
Well, probably what had happened, sorry, we're having a bit of a lag issue, but probably what happened is he rang up for a battery on the side of a road the other day when he was broken down.
I know where you're going with this.
Rang Will, and Will's just went, bye.
Will rocked up next to him and go, what's the problem, mate? He goes, oh, nah, see ya, bye. He just drove off. So he's like, right, I'll get you.
Yeah, so that might have been happened, Will.
Writing.
Have you brushed anyone lately?
I was talking to the other installer who came out. And just today, he had six jobs booked, and all six of them were relocations.
Yeah, he said
for the last about something somewhere around 80% of jobs have to be redone.
That is
because
yeah, that's pretty.
Taxpayers' money.
The way it works.
Unbelievable. Is no wonder they're going under.
Mm.
All the original installer
speed.
All the original installer has to do is hook the modem up and turn the modem on, and then that gets classed as their commission, so their job's done. So they don't have to do anything. They do the simplest, easiest, and quickest way they can and get paid for it. Mm-hmm. And then they send out the repair team to fix it.
Hopeless. So it is working? We're on it tonight?
No, not at the moment, because I've only got as far as getting the lounge room wired back up. So
yeah, so good thing about putting everything in that cupboard too, Will, because you're going to need stuff away in about 3 months.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you
childproof that place.
Yes.
Well, I've done it with most of
them. Oh,
whoa.
Whoa.
What happened there?
Feedback.
We're good. We've got a bit of a lag with you, Will. I think that's why we keep cutting you off.
Really?
Your tweak sound was very good.
Yes.
It was for the first Thursday in about 40 weeks.
All right. Well, we'll keep going. If it gets any worse, we'll
ring in and ring back out or something.
Yeah, we'll start the Skype again. But anyway, all right. So moving on. Now we've got emails. You know, each week we get emails, and sometimes there's some that I don't know. You just want to put on the show, and here's one of them from Lindsay over there in Perth, WA. Love the show each week. Thanks. You're welcome. Just wondering if you know why Windows 10 would wipe out my PDF writer drivers in my QuickBooks software and if I can get them back.
Mm.
Well,
reinstall QuickBooks. Actually,
yes, that's an idea.
If you click on QuickBooks, the install file, and it's already installed, it should come up with repair files or remove files or reinstall. So I would pick the repair option.
Yeah, well, I replied and said I would have thought that, you know, you don't probably need the QuickBooks PDF writer. You could probably get away with just install another one. Anything. Fox it.
Yeah, but it's got to have an API into QuickBooks. So that's why I think he wants to use the QuickBooks one. I just double click the setup file and it should come up with repair files and it should just reload them.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Recognize your operating system and Bob's your uncle.
Yes, but if you're looking for a PDF writer, I think, Will, you put me onto this, Fox it. It's really good. It's really light. It's really good. It's my PDF reader/writer of choice. It's great.
Right, I use PDF Docs.
You still use it, Will?
Yeah, I use Fox it all the time. I can see I pretty much install it onto all the systems. So.
Yeah, it's love it. I love it. Were you here, Eric, that time when Jason mentioned that Nighty Night piece of software?
No, I don't know.
That was the where you tell it what you want installed and it goes away, gets all the bundles and just installs it in one go for you. Really good, apparently. I've never tried it yet.
What's it called?
Nighty Night or something, isn't it, Will? Night or something? Nighty Night? Something like that.
Yeah.
All right.
If Warlog was here, he could tell us.
Yes, but he's not. But anyway.
Why aren't you here?
Now, look, I was talking to Telstra through the week, and I'll tell you what, they just ring up out of the blue sometimes. I say, everything good, everything happy and all this? And I said, yeah, everything's not too bad. I said, look, it's my first bill in the new place. You know, there's figures going everywhere on it.
Oh, I hate that.
So I said, look, I can understand it. If I put my mind to it, I'll just wait for the next one. And if the next one comes out how it should, I'm happy. And anyway, so she goes, yeah, that's all fine. So she sent me this little link to a video of my how to read your Telstra bill.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And you know what? I clicked it, and the video opens up, and it says, "Hi, Glenn. How are you doing?" I went, oh, that's pretty neat. You know, it's in the video.
Or creepy.
Yeah, and then and then it went on to do...
You're the only person who has trouble reading their Telstra bill.
Yeah, probably. Anyone with the name of Glenn. Oh, here we go. Here's another one. And then it went on and says, okay, this is your bill, blah, 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 you know, in all the graphics and everything. This is your bill. And it was my bill in the video. Crazy. but it was really good. It gave me a nice little warm fuzzy feeling in the tummy. Thought I was, you know, really special.
That's the thing. That's the sushi you had at lunchtime, mate.
Now it's a personalised video bill explainer. Now it goes. Apparently, it hangs around for 30 days after they send it to you. Your video will be available 30 days after you receive the link, and you can access your video as many times as you want within that time frame. If you can't access the video, make sure you meet the technical requirements with the PC or Mac with Flash enabled. Ooh, mobile tablets, all iOS, Android, Windows Mobile. Watch your video on our broadband or mobile networks does not use any data. Cool. But yeah, so ring them up. Ask for a bill thing, explanation video, and you'll get one. That's cool. It was great.
Can you send me a bill?
Yeah, send me a bill. Oh, can you put the video with that? Yeah. So that was pretty good. I thought that was, I don't know, you can tell I'm excited.
Yeah, you're very excited. Don't get up.
No, I won't. All right. What's been going on with you, Eric? Any stories?
No, just watched. I'm just seeing, looking at the iPhone, iOS thing. I've got stories. Yes, I've got stories later.
So you're updated?
Some Apple stories. Yeah, I've updated the iOS 9. But I tell you what, if you've got an iPad mini, first generation or second, don't.
Why, it's slow?
Oh, it's a brick.
Yeah, right.
It's terrible. Now, you know, Apple does this all the bloody time. They say, compatible with this, compatible with that. So everyone goes, yeah, you beauty, then you can't roll back.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's their way of getting you to buy another one.
So you can't roll back at all. You can't.
Well, look, you can. There's a lot of workarounds. It's a hassle. I know how to do it, but, you know, Joe Blow in the street wouldn't know how to do it.
So what about even if you backed up, can you restore?
No, well, that only backs up data. It doesn't back up the operating system.
No, right. Yeah, I see.
So it's a bit slow. I'll keep it running for a couple of days. What the annoying part is, I wanted to get that iPad Pro in November.
Oh,
and
yes.
I was going to give this to the good wife, but I can't give her something that you press a button and you're waiting 30 seconds for the email program to pop up. She'll just throw it at me.
You're going to have to buy her an iPad.
I know. I'm going to have to get her a bloody iPad or system.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to write it off. Now, so iOS 9, yes, I've updated.
Yes, I like it on the phone. It's all right. Not too good on the iQuack.
Right. Now, I only noticed a couple of little differenting features. Maybe, you know, you double-click on the button and instead of them all coming up horizontally, they're a bit shuffled.
Yes. Yes.
There's a low...
What's multitasking? Is that still do it on the... or is it just some iPads that does
that on? I
think
that'd be the iPad, I think.
Yeah, but which one? Is it all of them?
No. I think it might only be from the pretty newest one up.
Right. Right, yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah, something like that. But, yes, mine's an iPhone 5. So I've got the updated the iOS 9 pretty good. It's got.
So is it slow, iPhone 5?
Initially, I thought it was a little bit more snappier, believe it or not.
Right, and then now what?
I think it's just normal. I don't think it's any slower.
As long as it's not any slower.
I don't think so. I like how it's got the low power function or low power warning.
Yeah, where's that? I haven't found that.
Well, I don't know where it is, but when your phone hits about 20%, it comes up and says, oh, we've disabled this and that to save a bit of power. So go and charge it, otherwise you're screwed.
I think that you might be able to bring that up anyway.
Right. Yeah, you probably
if you
could,
want to.
You probably could set that.
Yeah, limit. I think you'd think you should be able to set that, or else it's a bit stupid.
Mm. But while we're still on the good old Apple here, there was an app that's come out. Now, if I can get you guys a little photo, if I can, there we go. Try this one to start with. Whoa, that one. Now there is an app that's come out, and it's in the. Where is it? It is in the Google Play Store. Everything about iOS is designed to be easy. Now, this app, which you can download off your Android, it must be, will move your data from the Android to an iOS device.
Ah, yes.
So I don't know, you've seen something similar?
Yes, I have seen something similar, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So it includes switching it with just a few steps. You can migrate your content automatically and securely from your Android device with the move to iOS app. No need to save your stuff elsewhere before switching from Android. Message history, camera photos and videos, web bookmarks, mail accounts, calendars. When you choose to migrate your data, your new iPhone or iPad will create a private Wi-Fi network and find your nearby Android device running Move to iOS. So that's pretty cool.
Now, the other thing you might notice, Glenn, if you go to your settings and you click on the mobile button, and it says, if you do that, sorry, viewers, I know this is boring for you, but just listen up and you might get a little nice tip for you. Go to settings and go to carrier or mobile, and it says enable 4G.
Yeah.
Click on that.
Oh, hang on.
You have three options.
I've got carrier, Telstra. Yep. I'm on.
No, not carrier. Above that, there's mobile.
Oh, mobile, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Click enable 4G.
Well, mobile data, voice and data.
Voice and data. So now your voice is 4G, so it's clearer.
Right, right.
Voice and data.
Nice. Well, they've always had a clear voice thing, haven't they?
Yeah, they'll be even better now. But I'll call you later.
Yeah. Now, that's not that, what are they, the vault?
I don't know what it's called. Well, I'll see if it's improved my speed on the... on the phone.
Well, look, while we're talking about that, sorry, Wilk, jump in whenever you... I know it's Apple. I know you've got nothing much to say. But
I'm glad you guys are enjoying all this stuff that Android users have had for years.
No, they haven't. Don't be lying.
Now, we've got here Telstra claims Aussie first with the 4G voice calls.
That's it. That's what you just turned on.
Yeah, so the Telstra Network General Manager Director Mike Wright called the change one of the largest and most complex changes to voice calling in more than 40 years. Well, I've got a little graphic for those in the... I don't know if we're all streaming graphics to the lounge, but anyway, on the video it'll be there.
You're not showing it to me, so...
Fair enough. <stream. laughs> Vault is the next generation of how voice calls are carried over the network. In those 4G areas where Vault, which is V-O-L-T-E... has been enabled. When customers make a voice call on Vault-enabled handset, the call is integrated into the 4G LTE data stream rather than the previous arrangement of reverting back to 3G. This means voice and data stay on the same part of the network, therefore delivering faster data access while using the internet as well as super fast call setup times. Upon today's launch, the Samsung Note 5, the S6 Edge 6 Plus were the only handsets enabled for Vault. So it must be something different, Eric. Wright wrote on a Telstra blog that Apple's newly launched iPhone 6S and iPhone 6S Plus would also be among the first Vault-enabled devices.
Now, what's the difference between Vault and what we just did?
Don't know. But apparently this Vault must be something else.
Well, LTE. A little bit different.
In February, Vodafone completed trials of the technology known as Voice over LTE, and Australians can expect the technology at some point during 2015. Vodafone won't say exactly when. We will see Voice over LTE later this year, though. So that sounds like all the rage. I don't know what that...
No, I think it's the same thing, mate. I think it's the same thing.
Well, as far as
Vault means Voice over Long-Term Evolution, which is 4G.
Well, as far as this this article was going, there's only a handful of handsets out that will do it.
See, iPhone 6 has got it because they're running iOS 9, but they probably didn't realise that everyone got upgraded to iOS 9.
Will, you had a comment there?
I was going to say, I don't know if Vault and LTE are the same thing, because LTE has been available on a lot of Android headsets for a while. The option's there, but obviously nobody supported it. But I don't know if Vault, they're talking Vault specifically, as in that's actually called that rather than just called 4G or LTE.
I think it does sound something different.
I've got to have an Norman have a play with some of their new phones and see what the difference is.
Yes. Now, talking of new phones, Eric, are you going to buy a 6S?
Oh, look, I don't know.
Well, what is
that? I have never bought another phone only after having one for a year.
Okay. Fair enough,
I'm conflicted, but...
What makes you tempted then?
Just it's a nice phone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, nice phone, mate. You know, I like nice things.
Yeah, okay.
Can't really justify the expense, but, no. You know, you're due for one because you've been sitting on an iPhone 5 since 2006. So, you know,
I don't know about that long.
True.
But
tell us about your little the Telstra deal that you got during the week.
Yeah, so I signed up. I wanted to get a new phone. I thought, okay, I'll get the 6S. So I was looking at plans all over the place. And then I started wrestling with, should I get 64 gig? Should I get 16 gig? Blah, blah, blah. But anyway, and my wife, she's on a 4S and it's starting to die. It's, it'd be on 25%. It rings, she answers it, and it goes flat straight away.
Yeah, the battery's gone already, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, so I rang Telstra and, you know, the plan that I was looking at was like $115.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so anyway... So I said, well, how about if we put, you know, the wife's phone on the same bill? Does that make any difference? And he goes, well, yeah, it does. So anyway, we ended up, long story short, we ended up two new phones, a 64 yep. gig, a six and a 16 gig.
Right.
Unlimited calls.
Right.
8 gig data share.
Right.
And I think that turned out to be $188 a month. For both.
For the two of you. Okay.
Yeah. So that didn't work out too bad. Too bad.
Yeah. Unlimited calls.
Unlimited calls.
Between both of you?
Oh, between everyone.
Okay, cool.
Like you, anyone. Unlimited.
Yeah, but yeah, right. Okay. She gets the unlimited bundle as well.
Yes. Yes. And we share 8 gig.
Right.
So that was good. And they also said we could both get 2 years of Apple Music. So they must be flogging that out.
Yeah, not because no one's buying it.
So that's going good. And, look, it's expensive, yes, but you needed a new phone, yes.
See, the thing is, if you bought the phone, bought two new phones, which she needed one and you yes. needed one, and you bought them outright, you would be out of pocket $2,000.
Yes. Right? It worked out, yes. So we did all the sums and it worked out better this way.
Yeah, look, it's because they've subsidised the calls, the handset price.
Yeah.
And you're not going to go anywhere else because Telstra's got the best signal where you are, so you're not really losing anything.
And plus, as I said a couple of weeks ago, I've ditched the home phone, so that's a saving of $30.
Well, there you go. So you're really down to $150 now.
Yeah, so it's all coming together.
How much was her plan initially before she's on the 4S? How much was her plan initially on the 4S?
Oh, initially, I think it was same as mine when I initially went on. I think it might have been about $72 a month.
So hers was 72, yours was 50.
Initially, but when we now, from now.
Yeah, now, what are you paying? What's she paying now? What's you paying?
We were both
now?
On 55.
So 55 is 110. How much was your home phone?
30.
30. So that's 145?
Yeah.
Right? 110? No, 150.
155, yeah.
150, and you're now paying. So you're only out of pocket $30.
Yeah, 15 each.
Yep.
Yeah, so why not?
So that's nothing.
Yeah. And then it's on my bill, so GST comes off that.
So yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So it's all good.
Okay, 111 of 2000, it's $181.81.
Mm. So, yeah, it worked out all right. All right, look, I have a feeling there's a heap more little Apple stories to come, so we better check in. There's a terrible one coming. But we'll check in with Will because he's feeling left out. Hey, Will.
Let's talk Jim's mowing.
Yes. Now, are we still lagging or are we up to speed?
I got no idea. So you seem okay this end, but I got no way of telling.
All right.
I can't be it, but...
What's happening? What stories have you brought into the arena this week?
Quite a few of them, actually. There's all sorts of weird and wonderful stories happening. Just a few quick ones, I suppose, just to sort of bring them down a bit. The Nickelodeon network has decided to have a bit of a revamp, and so of course, pay TV. You've got Nickelodeon. They're launching a channel just for '90s cartoons.
Right.
It's going to be on Rocko's Modern Life. It's going to be what else we got. Captain Planet, Tailspin, Duckwing Duck, Pinky and the Brain, Biker Mice from Mars, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Doug.
I haven't heard of any of those.
Really?
I've heard of Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm more from probably the 70s cartoons, Will. Give me Jabberjaw.
You got kid, Jabberjaw.
Yeah, but not in the 90s. Not
but,
in the...
Yeah, no, so it's just good that they're actually... Because I mean, I don't like new cartoons, honestly. Anything about the last 20 years, I'm not...
Yeah, same here.
Super... But, you know, even the stuff in the 90s was starting to get a bit ordinary, but there was still some good stuff around, like, you know, like Rugrats and things. You know Rugrats.
I've heard of it. Yeah.
You have to know Rugrats.
Surely. What about Josie and the Pussycats? Oh, yeah, I've seen, it. I haven't watched it.
Oh, Rugrats. Everyone knows Rugrats, yeah.
Everyone knows Rugrats.
I don't even watch Simpsons. Oh, hello.
Oh, yeah. The Simpsons haven't been on. I haven't watched it for ages.
No, I haven't watched it either.
Yeah, no, well, Simpsons, it's like Family Guy. I used to watch Family Guy all the time too, and then I sort of just don't now.
Then we all grew up a bit.
What about Fraggle Rock? I remember Fraggle Rock.
Oh, Fraggle Rock, yes. And you might remember this, Glenn. You're sort of slightly younger than me. H.R. Puff and Stuff.
Oh, that was great. Jimmy.
Wacky Races.
Yeah, Dick Dastardly.
Dick Dastardly.
Witchy Poo.
Witchy Poo. And the all-time favourite, Thunderbirds.
Yeah, that was all right. That's still, I saw that on TV not long ago.
How funny is it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And Lassie, everyone watched Lassie? Oh, and Skippy?
Oh, I watched, yeah.
HR Puff and Stuff, the kid who was 35 at the time, yeah.
There you go.
Listen, what we might do, I think we've still got a bit of lag, Will. So can I get, how do I stop you and bring you back in? This will be tricky. Hang on. Do I have to stop everyone? Oh, no, I'll just go like that. There we go. And can I bring him back in?
Yeah, I think you just dial on that.
Oh, I can just click the button on the screen.
Yes. Yes, you do.
There we go. Technology, it's a wonderful thing. All right. Now let's...
Drawing together was good fun. I was just reading the chat and I said...
That's a little bit better. Together.
Yeah, he's still sort of doing... a bit dodgy tonight, Will. But anyway... Oh, someone's put...
Your camera's been so bad all night.
Well, I'll start it again. I'll stop it. And I'll start it again. Do you want me to start the whole call again? I'm in widescreen now. That might have fixed that up.
How come you stopped and started your camera and Eric went away? Did he do the same thing?
No, I did the same thing.
I was going to say. Man, the interviews are coming back.
Blocked Glenn now.
Spookness.
You're both broken.
So that might be, that might have fixed it up. All right, let's get back on track. Who is it? Someone's in the lounge. Someone in the lounge. If you don't know what the lounge is, the viewers that watch the live recording Thursday nights from 7:30. And someone in the lounge has put Lassie ate chooks. Well,
yep.
Well, we all eat chooks.
What was that for? Yeah. For tea or just for fun?
I used to chase them around, bring them home in between his teeth.
That's between just... takes, that your feathers out of his mouth.
That's just a random funny comment, I think, I thought.
Right, there's no picture on you, Glennie.
No, there's none for you either.
Oh, I can see me and Will, but I can't see you.
No, we've broke it now.
Oh, good on your Skype. Thanks, Microsoft. Love you to death.
Yeah, so, Poop PA in the lounge, Eric. iPhone iOS 9 battery thing is...
Yeah, I saw that.
Settings battery.
It's good. Yeah, settings battery, very good.
Yeah, PA also said that there was also voice and data in iOS 8.
Well, I never discovered that.
And what else have we been chatting about in the lounge here? John Dory, 62, he has 22 phones.
Why?
With Vodafone.
Oh, come on, John Dory.
And a couple of sets of scales, I bet.
Holy crap, a mundo.
22 phones, my goodness.
Four. How many false IDs do you have?
No, he's probably a CEO.
For 22 companies.
Yeah. Now, your thingo hasn't come back yet. What's that, Will?
Drawn together.
Hey?
I just saw it in the chat. Thought I'd just say drawn together.
Oh.
Fearless face of danger or spontaneous lesbianism.
With Foxy Bob.
There you go.
Now, it looks like Wilma Flintstone's hairdo.
Oh, the Flintstones. Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, it's going to be good having some of these old cartoons come back and get rid of some of the new stuff that just isn't really considered.
That's just the generation. It's just your age, Will. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's your age. You know, I don't blame you for not watching, you know, whatever it is. What do they watch these days? What am I doing?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you'll get... Oh, okay, Will, stock up on Wiggles videos.
I don't mind the Wiggles. High I can five. Handle the Wiggles. It's just, what is,
and they have been proven to increase the intelligence of a child about threefold. So go for the Wiggles.
It's this, what is it, the Friends in the Night Garden or whatever it is? Is this new thing? That's just
weird. Seen that. Yeah, it's something in the sports. Night Garden. They don't speak English. It's all hibbity-hibbity-hibbity-peedy, hibbity-peedy. Yeah,
that's just going to teach you how to blabber on.
Why I banned it.
We used to watch High Five when my oldest daughter was about three or four. That was good value.
Yeah.
The blonde kid.
Bo Ryan likes High Five.
Yeah, I bet he does.
Well, isn't the chick out of that, one of the chicks in that, dating one of the dudes from Wiggles?
Yes. Yeah, Yellow Wiggle.
You know,
dating Dorothy the Dinosaur.
Wiggle Five or high Wiggles.
Yeah. But no, I'm talking old Wiggles, the original. Yeah, Wiggles. The original High Five.
High Five, yeah. That was cool.
Yeah, baby.
All right. We'll pick another story.
Oh, dear. All right, so there's a few other things here. And just while we're talking about some Australian news, the Australian Police, New South Wales Police, has just confirmed that they have just taken a $450,000British supercar, the McLaren 650S.
Yep.
Is now one of their chase vehicles for the highway pursuit.
Oh, so, nice.
Because they need that sort of thing. it goes in, it's 0 to 100 in 2.9 seconds.
So, our criminals are pretty fast down here.
Yeah. That takes sort of pride of the force with the Aston Martin Vanquish that they have and the Ford Falcon GTF. But it's, no, in all honesty, what it was a, it was a vehicle is promotional tool to help raise money for the families of the fallen police. Comes no expense to taxpayers. It was donated by McLaren. And then it's going to be, I don't know, they're going to use it for promotional material, but how it's actually supposed to raise money hasn't been stated. I'm assuming they're going to like hire it out to drug lords or something. I don't know.
Well, maybe. Maybe, I don't know, take people for a spin or something. Who knows? I don't know.
Still not a powerful car. The most
have
powerful car.
Some of the highway patrol drivers, they wouldn't know how to handle a bloody...
maybe they might...
Not to 102.9, but a snap your neck.
A friend of mine is still highway pursuit in New South Wales Police. And when he was in year 12, he rode off three cars on the same corner going to school.
Nice.
All right, so now he's driving for a living. Excellent.
Yes. All right.
So, yeah, I'm not sure about their standards on that.
So, yeah, McLaren, eh? That's all right. Now, look, we're talking about internet problems and being struck down a bit this week. And it seems to be when we record the show, as you know, we record every Thursday nights, and we did struck down with slow speeds. And we're sort of wondering why. Is it everyone? Because I'm on cable, and as Eric pointed out, everyone on the street is probably on cable just gorging on Netflix and Stan and Presto and all the like. Probably Foxtel over the internet, or Telstra, Foxtel, whatever, making us really slow. So what's going on? But Telstra brings the world's first 600 megabit per second device to Australia. Maybe this is the solution.
Yes, but yeah. How much?
Yeah, I don't know. There's no price. It's only just come out. So it is what this little thing is. I'll tell you in a second.
The 4GX hotspot device.
It is the Telstra Wi-Fi 4GX.
29th of September it's available.
The advanced 3 mobile broadband hotspot, manufactured in partnership with Netgear, Ericsson and Qualcomm, is the world's first 4G LTE advanced category 11 device. Speed is all about the overall network, not just individual user. Well, we know that.
Duh.
Yeah, Telstra Network General Manager Director Mike Wright told a briefing in Sydney. Well, he's everywhere to that, Mike Wright.
Mikey. Yeah.
At the press event, Telstra staff performed a live demonstration. Showing actual download speeds of 503 megabits. And what have they got there? That's down and 40.78 up.
I want to see a video of it, so not just a snapshot, so I know it's real.
Yeah, well, you think it might be have a touch of the...
A touch of the Photoshop.
Yeah, well, what was that? Was that movie about the Donkey Kong? When they reckon that it was all rigged at the end? Willard, no.
No.
You're showing your age there. I'm reading stories.
Yeah, King is Kong or something. I don't know. About the world champion Donkey Kong.
So that'll be a one gigabyte per month limit for $80, I'd imagine. Yes. So you'd go through that with one speed test.
Yeah, that's right. The new 4GX hotspot device connects up to 15 Wi-Fi enabled devices simultaneously. 11 hours of continuous use on full battery.
Okay, well, I'd half that for a start. It's never exactly what they say it is.
Now, this little fella is going to be only available in the CBDs of the Eastern Seaboard, example, Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane and Canberra, and in selected popular holiday locations. The network reach supporting these Cat 11 speeds will also continue to expand in line with growing mobile data demand. So holiday destinations, that's got to be Gold Coast, but look, yeah, it won't be holding my breath for a cheap price.
No, not initially anyway.
No, it'll probably be like $1,000 for the device and then probably,
yes, right.
You know, $20 a second or $20 a meg or something.
Oh, the old style. Remember I used to two cents per byte.
Oh, per byte.
Remember that, the old one, 1994 internet?
Was it per byte, was it?
Yeah,
no,
it used to
I
be
don't.
Per byte.
Oh, dear.
So it'd be wasn't 1 cent per byte. So if you sent, what's that?
I was going to say, wasn't the early internet for phones called WAP?
Oh, no, I'm talking about the just normal landline internet, dial-up.
Dial-up?
You know, dial-up for 1 cent per byte.
I can't remember dial-up being limited. Was it limited?
Oh, yeah, some of the initial ones were, yes. There was if you look up a company called Dialix, there might be an archive on there, so it's D.
I think my first dial-up plan was... I think it was $20 a month, and it was 100 meg, I think.
Right. No, that wouldn't be right.
Yeah.
No.
What?
I remember, maybe your first dial-up, you must meet before, with a 1200 modem.
44, yeah.
Yeah.
Dialix, 1992, they come up in Sydney.
Oh, the doctor will beat them this week, those Dialix.
They were so expensive.
I guess technically my first dial-up was actually the BBS, but you don't really count that.
I remember on my 52 board modem or something, I think I could squeeze about 13 meg an hour out of it.
Oh, yeah.
They were good old fast days back then, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. You were happy with that too back then.
Oh, stoked.
And you had those modems. Remember they had the 50, what is it? Oh. What speeds were they?
Yeah, 55
or 58 or 56.
56.
You get one of those, and if you plugged in two phone lines, you could bond them together, and you'd, oh, yeah.
But don't forget, back then, your computer couldn't play video anyway.
That's right.
So, you know.
You could play animated GIFs from GeoCities.
Oh, nice. What, a little 2 second ones?
Yeah. No, well, I mean, you got to remember, like, back in the 14.4, when that was a thing, the unis used to limit your dial-up to about an hour and a half, and they'd reset your connection. And the idea of that was so you couldn't, you know, use your uni server to share files. But we figured out that you could, in an hour and 30, you could download about 1.5 meg of data, which was lucky because floppies are about 1.4. So if you zipped up your, say, Quake or something onto a dozen 1.4s, then put those files on the server, you could dial in from anywhere and download one file in one session.
That's the way to go. There's always a way around everything, isn't there? They can try their guts out to stop your pirating or whatever you're doing, but there'll always be a way around it. Now, let me tell you about other shows around the Aussie Tech Heads. Shall we call it the Aussie Tech Heads Network? Why not? We've got Will's two shows. What are your two shows, Will?
Myself and Warlock, yes, we do Obsidian Loft, which is started off as Minecraft, kind of evolves a little bit into voxel-based gaming. Nice. Voxel gaming is sort of that blocky, you know, sort of world sort of game. And we do Old Fart Geeks, which is our what we were just talking about, Jen, about old school tech, whether it be old modems or old computers or what got us into it, or whether it be talking about old games or programming or the old Tandys and Microbees. And actually, whatever. Keep an eye out. Next week, we may get to it. No, we won't. It won't be till next week now. We're actually going to have a interview with one of the owners of the new Microbee store down in Melbourne and talk about the new Microbee and the resurgence in that. So.
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting. I think now, from memory, to make it easier, I think that might be episode 13. Would that be right? It, don't know. Might be. So keep an eye out for that one. Now, also the Aussie Mac Zone.
I'm in there every week. I don't know what they are.
The Aussie Mac Zone is also around. They record Tuesday evenings, and you'll find them on iTunes as well. And also a new podcast. That's right. A new one has come out.
Ooh.
Yes, I know.
Tell us all about it.
Well, it has just been approved on the iTunes store. It should be out soon. As soon as it comes up on iTunes, I'm going to push the button for the video, and it's Aussie Tech Security.
Oh, Steve Gibson.
Yes. Lookalike, who? Two? No, not really. No, but keep an eye out for that. Aussie Tech Security, search for it on iTunes, and I'll post it up on the Facebook page when it's all hunky-dory to go. It's on iTunes, you just can't search for it at the minute. So it must mean that they only re-index their search thing, you know, not very often, because it is there, because they send you the link. So here, you can find it here, bling, and you go to the iTunes on the next page, but you just can't get you can't search for it. But anyway, Aussie Tech Security, be this week sometime. Sorry, Will?
Yeah, why? Because I don't think it'll work until the episode goes up.
Yeah, but it is up. It's up, and I've had the approval, but they say, it's up there now, but you just can't, you'll find it in the search in a couple of days. So who knows how that all works. But it's myself and Roger Smith, who is down in the ACT, very smart cookie. Oh, he's got the security business. He knows what's going on. He's got a Facebook page, Digital Security. Check that out. And the first episode, which is a bit of a, you know, figuring everything out sort of episode, you know, saying what we're going to do, and talk about ransomware and a little bit about that. So, look, tell me what you think of the opening sequence when you get to download.
Have you already done it?
Yeah, it's done. It's already done.
I'm downloading it now. Hang on.
But you can't. Oh, if you can search for it, good luck. But when it's there, we'll push the video out to iTunes. All right, so that's enough of that.
Oh, you haven't got it? You haven't uploaded it yet?
It's up. I'm waiting on iTunes.
Oh, you're waiting on iTunes.
Yeah, it's on iTunes, but it's not in the search engine.
Told you, we're at the show. We don't listen to the show.
Yeah, sorry about that, mate.
All right. Now, look, Eric's been on about this all night, so let's move on to it, because hopefully you might listen to this one. Jim's mowing.
No, that's your story. I just wanted to know what it's about.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, Jim's mowing. They're into everything, including slicing bread. Jim's group.
Bread.
Yes, Jim's bread. They're coming up or coming out with the Jim's mobile phones. Whew.
Do they look like lawnmowers?
Replacing Crazy John.
Probably Crazy John at the helm. Here we go. Look, I've got a little graphic there on the video. There we go. Jimmy. Now the former chief operating officer and head of Jim's Mobiles, Neil Welsh, said he is raring to launch the broadband and voice venture this quarter. The franchise network, originally known as Jim's Mowing, now has 41 different franchise models under Jim's group, including Jim's Antennas, Jim's Insurance, Jim's Locksmiths, Jim's Computer Services, and Jim's Electrical.
Right. Jim's all over it.
All the luck in the world.
I thought Geeks to You, Geek Squad, one of those was expensive. They've got nothing on bloody Jim's computers. Holy crap, they're expensive.
What are they now?
Does Jim still wear the hat?
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah. A friend of mine got, Jim's, they got like Geek Squad or something last time to do it, and they cocked it up. So they got Jim's computers out, and it cost them just to actually get to their house before they even looked at it. It was $150.
Call out fee.
Sounds like my electrician. And it was basically the first 15 minutes was included in that.
Oh, and that's
then
nice.
It was
15 minutes.
50 an hour.
QCs wouldn't charge that much. Well, they probably do, actually.
Who charges that sort of money? That's crazy. That's crazy ridiculous. But it comes down to, I think, like...
Well, you don't want to know what I charge then.
Yeah, but you're probably doing you're saving people money.
You're actually doing some work, though.
Well, I do work. I'll give you that. But some people would accuse me of overcharging. I don't know who those people are.
Everyone would, but that's not...
Yeah, I know who those people are. It's your ex-customers.
I'm talking to a couple of them now.
That's your ex-customers. Now,
actually, funny story. There was this one guy. I won't go into the nitty-gritty of it, but let's just say that he reneged on a deal with me. So I wrote him a letter saying his fees had tripled, and as a result, I know he can't afford this. Here's your files. Go away.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Fair enough.
When iPhone first came out with you know, that block feature,
yes,
you can block calls.
Yeah.
So the first thing I did was put him on there just in case he ever called me back.
Yeah, right. Yeah, my uncle, he's into something. I think he makes dyes for things, say the McDonald's packets.
Make it sound like he's cooking cocaine in his basement.
But to cut out the cardboard packets for McDonald's.
Yeah, dye as in colour. Dye as in a physical
a cutter
shape.
Yes, yeah, that's right. A template or whatever. So he does all this. So what he's done, he was pretty smart. So he gets one part of the machine or whatever made in this country, another part of the machine made in that country, and another part in this country. So no one knows what the hell's going on. Only he knows how to put it all together. And, you know, you used to tell us these little stories about how people annoy him and everything, you know, just like Eric just got that annoying person. And then he'd say, all right, go away, don't want to deal with you. And then the guy would come back and say, you know, you are pretty good. Can I come back to you as a customer? And he'd say, well, it's going to cost you more and it's going to cost you double. And the guy, and because he was that good, the people would say, yeah, okay, we've got to pay.
Well, just think, so you can do that if your customers are annoying.
Yeah.
I used to work at a firm, not long ago, and once every 5 years, because over time you get customers, you think, oh, they didn't work out, and they're costing me more than I'm actually charging them because they always ring, and you know what I mean, and they're a big pain in the ass. So this is my idea. I said to him, every 5 years, mate, or every 3 years, or whenever you think it's needed, double your fees for your D customers, A, B, C, and D. Just double them, and then send them a letter. And you said, what'll happen is, and he goes, oh, but, you know, what if they all leave? I'll lose money. He said, yeah, you'll lose money, but not all of them leave. Half of them will leave and go, oh, bugger that. I'm not bloody staying for that.
Yeah.
But the other half will stay. So the half that stay makes up for the ones that left.
Yes.
And you've doubled your fees. You've done the same amount of work and you're getting twice as much. And the loss-making clients have gone elsewhere, like H&R Block.
Isn't it those guys? They just get people off the street to work in those booths, like in the train them up.
Hopeless.
Yeah,
they're hopeless. You know how many people have come to me that were using ITP or H&R Block, and then I'd have to just fix the mess. Oh my God, these people should be locked up. They shouldn't be doing these things. They're just hopeless.
It'd be more. Might be more worried about them missing claims rather than making a mess.
Well, but it's all over the place. They don't know. Sorry, Will. Just they don't know how to, you know, prepare a financial statements. You know, the balance sheet's got stuff in there. And think, what the hell's that?
Yeah, made that up.
Makes no sense. You know, they're debiting. You know, expenses are going on the balance sheet, and balance sheet items are going on the profit and loss. I'm thinking, oh yeah, good.
They read the How to Do Bookwork by the Labor Party, Eric.
I reckon.
Yeah. Okay. Quickly move on from that one.
Yeah, we're going to be started.
Yeah, I don't want to start.
You were saying?
Yeah, Will, what were you saying?
Sorry. I was saying I had a friend who went to ITP and they ended up having to pay $1,200.
What, for the ITP?
Like they owed the tax department $1,200 apparently, according to ITP.
Wow.
And I said, well, hang on, that's not right. Give me your bloody tax return. I went through it on e-tax and I got them back $1,500. So, needless to say,
same information that they had that ITP had put in, but ITP had obviously pushed the wrong button.
I don't know what they did.
That's hopeless.
Yeah, He owed $1,200 according to them, and I made him $1,500. So it's like, well, okay, I don't know.
It's a $3,000 turnaround. Someone's missed a digit somewhere there.
What was your fee, Will? You should have took half.
I know, right?
$1,200.
That's a $3,000 turnaround.
His fee was $1,200.
Yes. I should have done it.
All right. Next one, Will.
Okay, so another Australian story. The Holden, as you know, in 2017, they're closing their doors. Ford is going to shut first in October 2016, and then Toyota is going to follow a bit later. So it basically means that Holden and Ford will be solely importing their vehicles with 60 or so.
Mustang. Mustang's coming in, boys. Get the Mustang.
Good.
So basically, assembly lines need to produce a minimum of 200,000 cars a year to remain viable. But Toyota, Holden, Ford, and other brands have just not been able to do that. Their top-selling car had just 45,000 sales. So yeah, basically, they're not.
They're not. You're right. They're not viable anymore because the European cars. You know, you could buy a Ford XR6, for example. It's got, you know, it's a pretty good car. They're fast. They're, you know, nice engines and everything. You buy one of them for $60,000, or you can take your money to BMW for $60,000.
Yeah,
and that's what people are doing. Mm. And then you sit in a BMW and you can see, you can just, or a Merc, and you can just smell the difference. You know, quality of the finish, the paintwork, the strength of the doors when you shut them. You know, you get that woof feeling, you know, like an airlock sort of thing. Whereas when you shut a locally made car, it feels like it's going to fall off. That's the unfortunate thing. And when I was growing up, it was all Ford and Holden. My parents always had Fords, and they were great cars. But then something happened along the way.
Yeah, we got a Ford. I'm pretty happy with it.
I remember my dad's first Ford. Ford Falcon, 1962 Falcon, CTY 033 was the number plate.
Yeah, right. Yes, Will?
I think that's the biggest problem. I think they're not selling the 200,000 cars a year they need to sell. They're only selling 45,000. But part of that's price, but it's the value for money. Like, if you took a Kentwood, which sold, 2 million or somebody, think some stupid amount of, you know, the highest selling Australian car ever. And they're still around. They're still going, and most of them are no different than the day they were made.
Hmm.
You know, you're not going to get a new Commodore in 30 years' time. It's not even going to be
That's right. It's the obsolescence is a lot shorter now, which is a shame.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole thing. You know, I know people who are still driving Mercs that are 30 years old, and they are immaculate.
Mm.
And they cost bugger all to service, believe it or not, because I always thought, owning a European car, the servicing's a pain in the ass. You know, you've got 30-year-old mug. You cost you $500 to get them serviced. Big deal.
Mm.
Same as Beamers, same thing.
Yeah, Beamers. Audi's a different story.
And then Holden went and did stupid stuff. Like, they went, let's get the Captiva, which was basically a Hyundai. I think it was Hyundai from memory. You know, and they had all those problems with it. They threw a Holden
back on
it. Yeah. They charged twice as much as the equivalent Hyundai, and, you know.
And it had exactly, you still had cloth seats.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I got a Ford. I'm pretty happy with that.
He's got an Exploder.
Have you got a Ford, Glenn?
Yes.
What Ford have you got? I haven't seen that. And where have you been hiding that?
Under the pillow. It's a Ford Escape.
Oh, that's right. I've seen that.
It's an Escape. I thought it was an Explorer.
No, it's a little Ford baby Explorer. All right. What else we got? Oh, Eric, you got some stories, haven't you?
Couple.
Oh, towards the end of the show. Yes. What do you got?
I have got, let me see.
You're going a bit quiet.
Apple pulls release, you're listening to iWatch lovers. Apple pulls release of flawed Apple Watch operating system hours before global release. So that was supposed to be released today at the same time as the iOS 9, and we're going to release Apple Watch 2. Apple has delayed the release of its major software update for the Apple Watch just hours before it was due for release, with reports of a software bug killing the watch's battery life, because it's already pretty high. You wouldn't want to... Can you imagine that?
The Apple Watch to me sounds like it's one.
It's going to be their Newton
nemesis.
It's going to be the death of that division, I think.
Yeah, I think the watch is not going to happen. I think there's not enough battery life. I'm not engaged with that at all.
You know what I think? You know how you get a normal watch, you've got the lithium battery in the back, and you just go to the service station to replace it?
Yeah.
Why can't they get one of those? Or talk to Tesla about developing proper battery technology, for God's sake.
Why can't they have one of those old movement? I did that last time, didn't I?
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
one of those...
Yeah, old movement last time.
Yeah, the old automatic movement watch, I know what you mean.
Yeah, my grandfather had one. That's how old they are.
Yeah, but remember, too, that the Apple Watch does a lot more. It sucks a lot more power. So I do understand that they need a good battery. But talk to Tesla. License some of their technology. Stop being so tight with your $150 billion and spend $1 billion on battery technology so that the Apple Watch can be put on the stand on Monday and not put back on the stand till Friday.
Yeah.
Then you would sell millions of them.
That's the physical size that they've got to play with. There just isn't enough room in there.
Well, that's right. That's true. Tight. That's why they should talk to someone like Tesla who, for example, they've developed those in-house home batteries, right? They're only, it powers the whole house, and they're only about, 60 centimetres by 60 centimetres. How good's that?
Yeah, I know.
Not, need to read the fine print on that. That's
I'm simplifying things there. It's not that simple, but it does store a lot of juice.
Do you reckon Steve Cook's like Jobs? He'll have someone in his office in the morning saying, what's going on?
But he'd say it in a probably a bit more passive-aggressive way, I'd imagine, whereas I think Steve Jobs would be swearing at them, saying, pack up your stuff, throwing stuff at them.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Yes. That's what Jobs would have been doing.
But it's pretty bad, isn't it? Like, don't they test these things? Like, pretty obvious.
They do, but
fault?
I just think that they test them under lab conditions, which is never the same as real-life conditions.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, even with lithium batteries, for example, as a classic example, like all phones, everything's got them in them, laptops, they've all got them in these days. In theory, in ideal conditions and set up properly, they last 5 years. But
yes,
how many people have a phone where the battery is 5 years old and still works as good as the battery?
No, they die after about two.
Well, yeah, anyway. So
that's a worry for them. I would like to get a battery that I plugged in on Monday and didn't have to recharge till Sunday night before work.
Why not put
number one? And number two, it's got to be waterproof. If you can't do those two things, I'm never buying one.
What about little solar panels on the face?
Can't be so sensitive that you bump it on something and smash the screen. Like, that was the problem with a lot of them. Even normal watches. I mean, it's easy enough to break the face on a normal watch, but
yeah. Look, I think their screens are right because I think they've got sapphire glass, scratch proof, so that's not too bad. But I think their biggest problem is the battery life and the waterproof. A lot of people love watches, but they don't want to take it off every time it starts raining outside.
You could get one of those. You get one of those little leather covers.
All right, we're going back to the 60s now.
The old Casio covers.
You know what they do? They're probably listening to this, and they'll probably go, "Right, that's it. Apple Store release next week."
The eye cover.
The eye cover.
The eye patch.
That's right. Or the maxi pad.
Yes. Oh, they're everywhere. So they learn a lot from listening to this show. And Tim Cook, he is in the lounge right now. He's one of those, one of yous. I think you love that, one of yous. Isn't that good language? One of yous.
And I used to like how you could say, and the man.
It's one of yous. And like M&M's. Now... Microsoft sets date for possible Surface Pro 4 launch. Seriously?
Really?
Really?
They just come out with Surface 3 about 6 months ago.
What was that, Will?
I said there are other three Surface renditions that have been so successful. Let's bring out another one.
But didn't they just release Surface 3 not long ago?
Well, they had it for a little while, I think. Yeah. But fair dinkum.
Christmas one.
This is my take on it, and this is my biggest gripe. Look, yes, that Surface, they're good machines. They're not bad. They're great. Like, they're good. That's the App Store.
Yes.
You can't get nothing that works.
Well, like we discussed last week, the developers can't get anything on there because the development kit isn't released until the software is done, until they release the actual machine. Then they're scrambling around trying to get stuff on there. It's just ridiculous.
But we never.
The funny thing is, you get better Microsoft apps on the Android platform and the iOS platform.
We never had Zune, but just as a side note, they've killed that off officially now. It's not happening.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought it was.
I'm sick of squirting.
I thought it was dead like years ago. Now, we're eager. Now, back to the Surface Pro, eager to share some exciting news about Windows 10 devices. Microsoft is expected to unveil devices such as the Surface Pro 4 tablet, the Microsoft Band 2 wearable fitness tracker, and the latest Lumia smartphone.
When's the release? Did they say the release date? Are they trying to sort of release it at the same time as the iPad Pro?
Invitations have been sent out for October 6th.
Ah, there you go.
Relaunch. When's that's going to be just on where MaxiPad's coming out.
MaxiPad's going to come out, yeah.
When's that? Yeah, about the same time. But it's the App Store. It's the software. Like, if you want to use it as a Windows machine and do desktop stuff.
Fine.
Good luck to you. It's beautiful. But I think as a tablet, you need some apps like that. As I said last week, the TuneIn Radio app doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
There's
a
lot of apps that don't work. It's just rubbish. It is absolutely...
You're listening, Microsoft? It is anyone?
It's absolutely rubbish. And that's their biggest problem. It's that store. It's that bloody store. Now, if you... I think we did bring up iOS earlier before. So iOS 9 is compatible... Here you go. Is compatible as with devices as old as the iPhone 4S, the iPad 2, and 5th generation iPod Touch. Newer models are also compatible. If you're going to update, the best path is backup, free up storage, and then update. If you don't have enough space, you can do plug it into iTunes and do
yep,
it.
Yep,
bloody
yep.
Blah, blah. Now, look, I did have a little... Look, I go to the trouble getting these little graphics for everyone. There you go, iOS 9. Now, even before iOS 9 was released, it had been hacked. It had been jailbroken.
Really?
Yes. That doesn't take them long, does it? Well, I suppose they've had a dev...
Although, yeah, yes, anyone can sign up for a dev license.
Yeah. The hacker, IH8Snow. I hate snow.
I hate snow.
Okay. Obviously, he lives in a warm climate.
Climate, yeah. Well, you've narrowed it down there. That's good.
Yeah, he's posted a YouTube video last Thursday night USA time showing off the process on a modified iPhone 6. Hate snow confirmed to 9 to 5 Mac that the jailbreak will work on iOS 9.1 beta as well. And although it's dirty and hacky, the jailbreak is a proper one. He also said his jailbreak software wouldn't be published, although others might release something similar. Is a response.
What do they get? What's the benefit of jailbreaking? What can you put on there that you can't put on it normally? That's what I would like to know.
I think you can. Yeah, look, there's. I don't know. Nothing comes to my mind. I don't believe in jailbreaking them.
Things like root access to the phone where you can put things like spy software, or you can do a lot of tracking applications, or you can get to a lot of things you can't normally do, like screen sharing apps and controlling it from a computer and that sort of thing. Much similar in the Android, when you root the Android, it's the same thing. You have the option to do remote control and all this sort of stuff. You have access to the kernel and access to the back end that you don't normally have access to.
Right. Okay.
Now... Comment from John Dore in the lounge, Eric. If you want your phone battery to last a week, don't use it.
Yeah, not the point.
But it would work. You would get what you wanted.
Not the point. And it's like saying if you want to save petrol in your car, don't drive it.
Exactly.
It's not the point. The point is more efficient engines, better battery technology.
Hmm. Now, Microsoft Office 2016, the launch in less than 2 weeks on October 22. Happy.
Right.
Office 365 Personal and 365 Home users will be able to download the individual apps on 22nd of September, with automatic updates to start rolling out in October. Users on volume licenses can go and get stuffed. There you go.
Yes. Now,
1st of October.
My last story is the comparison prices in Australia, the UK and the US for the iPhone 6. And believe it or not, the Australian prices are on average $50 lower.
Wow.
For the iPhone 6S and 6X Plus, and in comparison to the UK and US price. So that's surprising. I don't know how accurate this is. Someone might be having a lend to me.
Look, I was only thinking just the other day, is like, say, in a poorer country, like, say, India or somewhere like that, like, how do people afford these iPhones? Are they just cheaper?
Or? No, they're not.
No, I remember you saying that before, and I was talking to an Indian, I don't know what for, might have been the Telstra dude. Yeah, when I was talking, because you go to the Indian and, you know, and he goes, oh, yeah, they're nice phones. I said, yeah. I said, have you got one? He says, no. He goes, oh, mate, I've still got an Apple iPhone 3.
Yeah. Because, and they would have bought them, you know, when they're already old. Well, put it this way. If there's 1 billion people in India, right, 1%, let's say, and it's more than this, but just say 1% have got money to spend, right? That's 10 million people. Which is half our population.
Yeah,
so they've got enough of a market. And if only half of those bought phones, that's 5 million, and some of them would buy more than one. Let's assume 5 million phones every 2 years. That's enough.
Yeah, that's
so there is a market.
All right, so you've pulled up stumps. Oh, no, you've got another one, Eric.
I've got another one. What is the other one?
All right, well, let's go.
It's then this is my little, you know, pet hate NBN, and I haven't really read this story yet, but so that's why I've left it out for now.
All right. Well, we'll go to Will. You'd have some more, Will.
Just a couple of quick ones. Last week I talked about a couple of criminals who live streamed their activities and got busted. well, this week another guy has done a similar thing. He, 29-year-old from Port St. Lucie, thought he'd texted a drug dealer he'd met at a convenience store to ask for some weed. And while his message was received by someone who knows a lot about illegal drugs, it wasn't the drug dealer. In the midst of his excitement, Mr. Lamberson entered the wrong phone number and sent the message to the captain of the Martin County Sheriff's Narcotics Unit.
Oh. Why would he have that number anyway?
It's misdialed. It was after the other number and there was like a couple of digits different. And anyway, you can see the text message goes through. It's like, hey, who is this? It's Will. Remember me? I met you at 7-Eleven. He's like, what's up? He's like, oh, not much. I want to smoke. Do you have any green? It's like, yeah. And then he goes on talking about how he can get, you know, coke and all this sort of stuff. And so basically by the time, you know, he organised to meet the copper somewhere to get to buy the narcotics, there was, you know, a few cops waiting for him. It turned out that he was buying marijuana, but he was actually he was selling coke.
So what a forward slap. Yeah.
Out of all the people you could send a text message to.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
The narcotic, isn't it? Yeah.
How did they catch those guys off track, do you know, with the boat full of coke? Oh, how did they get onto that?
The coke boat?
Yeah. How did they get onto that?
No idea.
So your guys in Sydney, your criminals are racing around in Maseratis, and we've got our criminals are on the slow boat from South Africa.
You see, the thing is, down here in New South Wales, we're more the LA, and up there in the Gold Coast, you're more Miami, you know?
Yeah.
A bit of Miami vibes. People are on their sleeves, wearing white shoes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've got some white shoes.
Yeah, bringing in coke off the boat from, you know, and instead of Colombia or Mexico, it's Thailand.
Yeah, you know, all the good stuff from all the good places.
Crockett and Tubbs, mate, up there.
What else, Will?
Quickly, another one. Ahmed Mohammed is 14 years old. They had a project for their tech department where they had to make something and bring it in. So he decided to make a hand-built clock.
This is in the US?
Right. Yeah, in the US. And anyway, he brought it into school and showed it to his teacher. Although I can't remember... another story actually had the teacher's name, but anyway, it was their what do they call it over there? Not
elementary.
We call it like, you know, manual arts or something. Anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Liberal
anyway,
he arts. Took it to liberal arts.
teacher the show's teacher that he made a clock and stuff like that, and opened up a briefcase and it had a timer counting in it. And his basically teacher called the cops on him and had him arrested, and they thought it was a bomb and it was going to explode, and they interrogated him for hours and all this sort of stuff. But after all that, after it's
we are rightly a little bit skittish. Let's face it. You know, no racism intended, but we are a little bit skittish.
When one of your students brings in a project you told them to do.
Yeah, but it was ticking, mate.
But I think the problem is, well, not the problem, but I think he got suspended for 3 days. You know, not just, oh, let's have a look at this.
That probably shouldn't have happened.
No, yeah. That's right. It went a bit far. They should have just said, oh, well, let's have a look at this. Oh, it's a clock. Good on you, mate. So anyway, yeah. I think, Will, did you want to finish off that story? Sorry, I don't want to steal your thunder.
Rather than his being praised for ingenuity, he was handcuffed and interrogated by police. but after it all settled down, Obama got in and sent a tweet saying, cool clock, Ahmed. Want to bring it to the White House? We should inspire more kids like you into science. That's what makes America great.
Mm.
And then Zuckerberg got in on the thing and... he said, you've probably seen the story about Ahmed, the 14-year-old student who built a clock and was arrested. Having a skill and ambition to build something cool should lead to applause, not arrest. The future belongs to people. Ahmed, if you ever want to come by Facebook, I'd love to meet you. Keep building. So it went around, hashtag, I stand with Ahmed, you know, all sorts of people.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That's a bit...
Then you get the progressives jumping all over it.
Yeah.
And slamming everyone as racist. They were just being precautionary. I'm not saying it's right.
That's right.
Sometimes the reaction is actually more outrageous than the initial action.
Mm.
Yeah,
like, right. I think, like, what did Zuckerberg say? Like, oh, I think people should be praised, blah, blah, blah. Well, yes, of course. And no one's saying he's not to be praised, except that was just probably the wrong decision of the day. And I don't know why he was actually suspended for 3 days, but anyway, that's how it goes. He went to the White House.
Nothing to see here.
He ended up taking it to the White House, and then it went off.
He goes, I don't know what the big deal was. I was running late. I spent 20 minutes on it before bed on Sunday night to get it ready for Monday morning. Like, it's not even like he even, you know, put that much effort in. It's just something he threw together.
He watched Play School and he's just got a bit of cardboard with some toilet rolls and drew a big circle. So
if he's playing with it the night before, how good can this thing be?
Exactly.
And Zuckerberg's going, come by Facebook, we'll give you a job. I don't think so. Okay.
Have you seen Facebook lately?
Yeah, well, that's true.
What else you got, Will? Anything?
That's about it.
I think we're going to get a few nasty emails about that.
I already got an email last week because I got a fact wrong last week, which I just got completely thrown. I was talking about Forza Horizon, the new game that's come out.
Yeah, I saw that email.
Mm.
Well, yeah, I was just telling about it, and I know it's only available.
Jumped all over you, mate.
Yeah. But for some bizarre reason, when I was talking about it, I think I must have been on a different webpage and I saw the PlayStation logo. And for some bizarre reason, I just took that, made me think that it was...
Well, look, an easy mistake to make. You know, you're doing a show, you're streaming, you're doing this, you see a page, you see the word Forza, you know, your eyes are moving at a million miles an hour, you think, righto, that's what's happening, and you say things. Well, none of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. No, thank you for the email, by the way.
But I think
the annoying part about it was that it's a game I've been following since it was released about 12 or 18 months ago, and I've watched just about every episode of a lot of people who play it, and I know it. That's the worst part. It bugged me.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't.
Xbox after you last week's show on the weekend, and I had a look at because on the Xbox come up with the pre-release order Forza. There it is, right there, ready to go. But I'm not going to buy it because I don't like paying for money for something I haven't got yet.
Mm. But look, I wouldn't take it like that. Yeah, you know, I wouldn't take it as a jibe or anything. I'd look at it as just correcting the record. That's what happens.
That's right. It bugged me, though, because something as simple as that, if it's something I'm not certain about and it's something I haven't had a chance to proofread properly or whatever and I get wrong, okay, fine, I got it wrong. But when it's something I know better and I still do it, that's what bugs me.
I wouldn't worry about it, Will. It happens.
It does.
All the time.
Happens to the best of us. Just happens to happen to Australia's second best podcaster.
Oh, I know. You lost the title. You just slipped down to second.
Now,
Fox not here this week.
Australian tech security is on the Apple iTunes. Everyone, I just downloaded it.
There you go.
So,
did you download the video or the audio?
the audio. Oh, you got video as well. I'll grab that as well. Well, I didn't search for the video.
Oh, well, actually, the video, it will probably. Well, I haven't got the email to approve that one yet, but I'll push that onto YouTube right now.
Everybody, join Glenn Goodman and Roger Smith or Steve Gibson, whatever.
That's right.
See how you go.
All right, so yeah, check that one out. And all these are available, oh, now that it's out, I'll put it on the radio, AussieTechRadio.com. There you go. 24/7 shoutcast, 24 back-to-back podcasts. So check that out. You can listen to it on your phone. You know, I know you can download them or you subscribe to them, but sometimes half the fun is just joining the stream wherever you are and you just get something.
Throwing the dice.
That's right, yeah. There we go, Will. Thanks for that. Well, yeah, hang on.
Ozdroid Podcast, Geeksphere, IBT.
Hang on, what page is that?
AussieTechRadio.com.
Oh, is that AussieTechRadio.com? Okay, good stuff.
Yeah, so there's
look at them all.
Few.
Look at them all.
I know, there's heaps of them. And there's probably more that can go. We've got yours, Will, to put up there.
Like none of the good ones are there. There's no Obsidian Loft and, you know, Old Fart Geeks. They're not there, but, you know, I'll let you.
But they're on
Don't forget Chewing the Fat.
Oh, the archives. Now, the shows are there, Will. It's just that the icons aren't there. The cover art's not there.
Right.
No. All right. Well, let's wrap this up. It's been a wondrous night. What's my speed now? It's probably about 2.
If you hear this on the podcast, it's going to be a normal hour-length show. For those of you who have been in the chat room and watching this on video, it's going to be about 4 hours.
I can tell you the time for the actual audio is going to be about 1:20. So let's get out of here. All right.
They're all asleep. Milo, wake up. We're leaving. See ya.
Where is Milo? He's still trying to dial in.
Oh, and shout out to Miko. I think he used to listen to us, and I think we put him to sleep sometimes. But Miko, glad to hear everything's going okay. Well, I hope everything's going okay, and keep up the good work. Okay, thanks, Eric. We'll see you next week.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Will.
No, you won't, actually.
No, you're off. Next week. You're off next week?
I'm off next week.
For just next week?
Yes.
Okay, good stuff. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yes.
And William, we'll see you next week.
As far as I know, yes.
Good stuff. And thank you, Lounge. All of you. There's a few in there. Good little chat tonight. So thanks for coming in. You can join the Lounge at 7:30 Thursday nights. AussieTechHeads.com.au/live. Don't forget Facebook.com/AussieTechHeads and YouTube.com/AussieTechHeads. So until next week, have fun with the footy finals. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
See you all.
Aussie TechEd is produced by The Secret Hub and recorded on the Gold Coast, Australia. Please visit our website and take part in our discussions forums at www.aussietechhead.com. Views expressed in the preceding audio do not necessarily represent those of Aussie TechEd or The Secret Hub. Thank you for downloading, and we'll see you next episode. Bye for now.